I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. Yesterday was a busy day in the Alabama Senate. Two bills passed the Senate floor and are on their way to be heard in the House of Representatives. The first is a bill that looks to change how Alabama recruits businesses and industry. The Alabama Jobs Act would create a pay-as-you-go model for incentives like tax breaks that the state uses to recruit companies. Under the old model, the state would provide millions of dollars of funding up front to nail those companies down. This bill would allow Alabama to peg those incentives to companies' performance. Growth incentives would also be capped at $850 million a year. That bill passed on a 31-1 vote. Another bill that cleared the Senate yesterday expands a scholarship program to help certain families pay for private school. The Alabama Accountability Act provides income tax credits for scholarship donations. Then those scholarships go to low-income children in failing public schools. That measure was a little more contentious. It passed on a vote of 20-14. A state senator who once treated patients as an obstetrician is now backing down on his attempt to repeal a law with a personal connection. APR's Stan Ingold reports the law is named for one of the lawmaker's former patients who died under his care.
Republican State Senator Larry Stutz says he will no longer push legislation to repeal Rose's Law. The 1999 law requires a minimum postpartum hospital stay unless the woman gives written consent and certain blood work before she can be discharged from the hospital. The law is named for Stutz's patient, Rose Church, who died of a heart attack 10 days after giving birth in 1998. Her widower lobbied for the new care requirements in 1999. Stutz's effort to repeal the law named for his former patient drew national attention. Stutz previously said he was against one-size-fits-all medical laws. Stan Ingold, APR News.
The city of Huntsville is working on a plan to expand fiber optics to homes and businesses. APR student reporter Sarah Sherrill says today is the deadline for businesses to submit their proposals.
Huntsville is on its way to becoming Gig City. That's the term for offering high-speed, fiber-optic internet service to citizens and the business community. This service will allow users to surf the internet at speeds up to a gigabyte or higher. Harrison Diamond is the business relations officer with the city of Huntsville. He says the service will be cheaper than current internet services.
The goal of the project is to provide faster speed, more affordability for our citizens and our businesses here. And we want to cover a diverse population, so we don't just want one part of the city to have fast, affordable internet. We want the entire city to eventually have it.
The city hopes the providers of fiber optic internet will spark more competition in the community by offering more options to consumers. I'm Sarah Sherrill with APR News in Tuscaloosa.
Now your forecast.
Look for the risk of scattered showers and thunderstorms at about any point today, especially this afternoon, but it will not rain all day. Some spots miss the rain. Temperatures top out in the low 80s this afternoon, as well as on Thursday and on Friday. Look for another good chance for rain and storms to arrive by Friday night. On WVUA, Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, that's your local weather forecast.